Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, the news of Jesus is spreading further and further now, as we concluded yesterday in John chapter 7 and verse 17, where we read, "And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country." It's even made its way to a man in prison, come to find out, the cousin of Jesus, John the Baptist. Now, you won't read anywhere in this text that John is in prison, but you do in the parallel account of Matthew chapter 11 in verses 1 through 19, the exact verse being verse 2. At any rate, John becomes a focal point in this text alongside Jesus, but let's just go ahead and read it to get things rolling here in Luke chapter 7, verse 18. "The disciples of John reported all these things to him, and John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?' And when the men had come to him, they said, 'John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?' In that hour he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered them, 'Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me.' When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. 'What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.' When all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. 'To what then shall I compare the people of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come, eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come, eating and drinking, and you say, Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by all her children.'" So as John is sitting in prison, the best conclusion we can potentially come to is that he was confused as to the details of the mission of Jesus. John had been doing the task he was called to do, no doubt. But perhaps he was wondering how the work could be further done as he sat in prison. Now, Jesus was providing supporting evidence that very hour to those with him that he was the one to come, and Jesus tells John's messengers to go and tell John what they've witnessed. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Now, some of these specific things listed are fulfillment of some of the prophecies of Isaiah, and so Jesus is fulfilling prophecy in these healings. But not everyone fit into the category of blind or lame or deaf or certainly dead. But I would pose to you that likely all of them fit under the category of poor. Now, we may think of those who are destitute, without material wealth, but further still, those who will receive teaching from Jesus are those who are poor in spirit, those who are humble. That's a beatitude, of course, but Jesus even says here, "And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Now, why would we be offended? While his miraculous works are mesmerizing, his message was monumental. He was shining his authoritative light on the true meaning of belonging to God. He reassures the crowd of the good, godly work of his forerunner, John, but opening the door for all to obtain greatness through being citizens of the kingdom of God. And so who was willing to accept Jesus' teaching after all of this? The well-to-do Pharisees and lawyers? No. All the others, including those pesky tax collectors. Jesus points out the work of John and himself and the fact that they both have had their naysayers, which is no different from today. But as the Lord says, yet wisdom is justified by all of her children. Like the Proverbs, I believe Jesus personifies wisdom as a mother, and those of us who truly listen and receive the good news of Jesus can fit under that category today, a child of wisdom. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.